Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, my name is Phil Laerdal. My business is Brain Aligned. And when I was a child, I had asthma quite severely. And my parents tried everything to solve that situation. It was quite debilitating. Finally, when I was 13, they took me to a hypnotherapist after many situations that didn't work. The hypnotherapist did a few sessions with me and cured that condition permanently. And it was quite life-changing, to say the least. That experience opened my whole mind to understanding more about the subconscious mind. If it could create a very real physical condition like asthma, reacting to external drugs and circumstances, and the underlying information had to be subconscious. The question arises, what else is going on in my life on a subconscious level that is quietly controlling my outcomes? And this is a question I want you to ask yourself right now. What do you believe subconsciously that is controlling your life? I began to realize that our whole life is essentially a printout of what is in our subconscious. So the deeper question became, what could I do if I had different programming, if I had different instructions? This realization led me to delve deeply into subconscious programming, prayer, deep meditation. I refer to these as the subconscious arts. These approaches, especially when paired with visualization and doing trance work, became powerful tools for reshaping the inner person in creating change. Now, reality is a game. And like every game, there's winners and there's losers. Now, that might sound harsh, but look around. 98% of the people wake up every day wondering what's going to happen in life, chasing money, chasing time, chasing after everything in peace. And they don't even realize that they're losing the game. Only 2% of the people learn how to create their reality. The rest of us are just surviving. The 2% understand something that the rest of the world doesn't. And in this talk, I'm going to go over 5 rules for winning the game, to what part the subconscious plays in those 5 rules. Because when we understand those rules, we stop being a piece on the board and we become the player, moving the pieces. Most people are trapped in a 3-dimensional game where everything is solid and fixed and slow. But the ones who seem superhuman, the ones who attract happiness, fulfillment, money, and timing that makes no sense whatsoever, they're playing on a completely different level. They're playing on a spiritual game. Their reality is created, not chased. Rule 1, reality is not physical. It's frequency in disguise. At the subatomic level, nothing is solid. Nothing is stable. What looks like a solid chair or a dollar bill is 99.99% empty space. Everything is made of molecules, and molecules are made of atoms. And atoms consist of a nucleus with protons and electrons orbiting it. And even those little particles are space. They're really not solid. They're flickering between wave and form, depending on whether or not they're being observed. Your attention is literally shaping the world. And when you observe something, the field collapses into reality. And when you withdraw, it reserves the place back into possibilities. So the Reality is constantly coming in and out of form. Your consciousness is ultimately what creates that and what you believe. You are the observer. You are what the universe is waiting on to determine what becomes real. Everything that's created waits for you to decide. Why did I have asthma? Because on a subconscious level, that is what was demanded. And so that's what was created. The world doesn't show you what is. It shows you what you're focusing on. You're not inside the universe. The potential for the universe is inside your awareness. Quantum physicists called this the observer effect. Mystics have said it for thousands of years. As within, so without. What you feel, what you expect, what you focus on, that's what organizes itself into your physical reality. Your emotional state is the signal. Your attention is the brush. And the quantum field is the canvas. And that's what paints reality into existence. When we live unconsciously, we keep painting the same picture. We keep reacting in the same way, and therefore creating the same experiences over and over again. The material world is really just delayed understanding. When we change our internal beliefs, the outer world must reorganize to match that. Just think about it. We've all known people who continue to go through life and leave a wake of destruction behind them, like a dog on a leash. No matter how hard they try, the decisions they make, they always seem to end the same kind of situation. Their subconscious says, oh, you want to try that? You read that in a book? You saw that in a documentary? Okay, you go ahead and try that for a while. But I know I'm going to bring you right back here where you've always been, because that's what works. This has gotten you through so far in life, and I see no reason to change. And so they create the same situation. Different people, different times, different places, but it's all the same. Take a moment and reflect. Are there any repeating patterns in your life? Until we change the way our subconscious mind believes, we will continue to recreate the same situations over and over. And then you realize a little closer examination that your thoughts are things, and they are creating your reality. Nothing solid has ever existed, only information vibrating fast enough to appear. Once you understand this, you stop trying to push reality with force. Instead, you start leading it with your frequency. You step back and become the projector of your own reality. Rule 2. Your brain doesn't detect reality. It creates it. The brain creates illusions of reality. Doesn't see the underlying source of it. We don't see the programming and the intentions. All we see is the first projection based on our habits of thought and emotion, our vibration. Memory and imagination share the same neural sequences, so the brain literally can't tell the difference between the difference of what is imagined and what is real. You don't see with your eyes. You see with your brain. When my kids were little, I was making Thanksgiving dinner one day, and I told my oldest son, there's a number 10 can of flaked potatoes in the pantry, and I need them to make the potatoes. And he said, oh, I don't think they're there. I was just in there yesterday, and I didn't see them. I told him, well, go look anyway and get me the number 10 can of flaked potatoes. So he walked over there muttering, oh, I don't think they're there, but I'll look anyway. But they're not there. And when he got to the doors of the pantry, he opened the doors and looked around and said, no, they're not there. I walked over, and right in front of him at eye level was a number 10 can with big lettering that said flaked mashed potatoes. He was right in his mind, because he commanded his mind and it did not reveal that to him. When Christopher Columbus first arrived in the Caribbean, the native people literally could not see his ships sitting on the horizon, even though they were clearly there. Why? Because they had no frequency of understanding any previous experience with European sailing ships. One shaman, however, began noticing strange ripples in the water. He couldn't yet see the ships themselves, but he could see the effects of the ships. Intrigued, he returned to the shore day after day, patiently observing. Over time, his mind began to reshape. Eventually, he was able to perceive the ships in their full form. Once he saw them clearly, he described what he was witnessing to the rest of the people, and they trusted him and they respected him, and they opened their mind to the possibility, and soon they too could see the ships that had been there all along. This story reveals something profound about human perception. We are not passive observers of reality. We are reality producing beings. Our brain is filtering our experience based on what we believe and what we understand. Take a moment to reflect. What could you be filtering out right now because it doesn't match your current subconscious programming? What you believe over and over again becomes neurologically true and imprints on your brain and on your nervous system, and then projects itself into your reality. Your beliefs don't just shape what you notice, they shape what you allow yourself to experience. The mind deletes any evidence that does not support your beliefs. Only about 12% of what you experience is in your conscious awareness. The rest of it is filtered by your dominant beliefs. Life is a mirror. Your emotions, they determine your actions, and your actions produce those results. And as a result, they reflect back to you your belief. You are programming it step by step. The outer world is a delay of your beliefs. Change your inner world, and the outer world has nothing to do but obey. Rule 3, you don't think thoughts, you tune into them. Thoughts don't exist in your mind. They exist in a field of consciousness. Your brain is not a generator of thought, as it is an antenna tuned into frequencies that already exist in the field. Like a radio, you don't create the song, you receive it. When you're tuned into fear, you receive fearful thoughts. When you're turned into abundance, you receive abundant thoughts. The mind is a pattern recognition machine, an evidence-seeking mechanism. It amplifies whatever our current emotional state is. And when we place our arms gently around our subconscious and say, I understand you're trying to protect me, but this is really not the way to do it. Let's try a different way, a way of less struggle and more results. And we show that to our subconscious mind with love and appreciation through visualization and trance work. Our subconscious can let go of old beliefs and say, oh, okay, let's do it your way, and takes on the new belief. Your emotional state is your frequency. When you're constantly receiving and broadcasting, and the universe broadcasts back that signal, the inner work is the real work. When you shift your signal, your whole trajectory changes. Get a hold of your thoughts without getting entangled in them. This is the tuner. When we look at our results and ask the question, what would somebody have to do in order to produce the same results here? We return to a neutral state and observe what's happening. And then we get into a trance state where we can access the subconscious more directly. Retune yourself and live as a consciousness behind the mind. From there, Intuition replaces anxiety, and inspiration replaces overthinking. We begin to receive thoughts that will line up with our desired reality and reflect that back to us. Rule 4, reality is the mirror. It only reflects what we have going on in our internal vibration. The outer world is an echo of our internal state. Every emotion, every belief, every assumption becomes the lens through which it reflects back to us. You get exactly what you project. The universe is law-based and feedback-based. I used to play a game with my sons when they were young. I called it, "Where's the dough?" meaning, "Where's the money?" It was like, I spy with my all-seeing eye. But this had different rules. Somebody would name something, and the rest of us had to come up with where the money was in that thing that was mentioned. Because literally, there's money in everything. And this was my way of open up their young minds to opportunity and possibility. If you're getting feedback you don't like, there's something inside that you have the opportunity to change. Problems are not punishments. They're just showing you where your frequency is so you can change that and reach your full potential. When you shift your internal state, the outer state begins to reorganize. Opportunities appear. Relationships transform. And this is a self-perfecting, self-organizing system. You get what you want, and you also get what you fear, not as punishment, but as a way of revealing what you need to correct. If your focus is on scarcity, you'll have an abundance of scarcity. Everything is created in abundance. If you focus on problems, you'll have an abundance of problems. And so it goes on. If you focus on opportunity, you will have an abundance of opportunity. We're always creating abundantly. The question is, what are you abundantly creating? Withdraw attention from what you don't want and direct it towards what you do want. Stop fighting the three-dimensional screen and do the inner work. Now, when you take possession of your subconscious programming and you're checking for understanding from what is reflected back to you, you begin to understand alignment. You can begin to understand joy, happiness, and abundance of what you want. Rule 5, decide, don't hope. Decision is a command. It means to cut off all other possibilities. When you decide, you collapse infinite possibilities into one clear path. The universe responds to decisions like a magnet. These are decisions about life. The decision that life is always working for your greatest good, for your prosperity, for your happiness. The decision that things are getting better. The things that you're able to have abundance. The decision that you have enough time, that the world is truly kind, and that collaboration is your way of life, and that you can succeed financially in abundance. Now, hoping causes doubt and sends a frequency of resistance and delay. A true decision is whole and absolute. You've already claimed it internally. You live in the anticipation and the expectation that the result already exists. You're simply working for it to form in the material world. You're aligning your actions with your subconscious beliefs to create your desired outcome. That inner certainty draws that external proof, and life starts showing up for you. You no longer have your subconscious mind working against you. It's then putting forth its best effort in your behalf. Flow results. Your reactions become inspired and automatic because they're coming from a place of decision. Now, there are many ways to work with the subconscious. When you think about a monk on top of a mountain in Tibet meditating for 40 years, at the end of 40 years, you have an old, cold monk. Getting into that trance state is very important, but it's what you end up placing into your subconscious. And it doesn't take 40 years. When you learn to put things in there that make a difference and do the transformational work, it has a profound effect on your internal work and on others. We use a process of light and sound, vision or sound being the predominant feature. If you've ever been around a campfire at nighttime, you'll notice how everything gets really quiet because you're staring at those flames. The whole world gets really quiet. Everything changes. Your eyes are seeing the light from those flames and it tries to match that pattern. And that's what drops you down into that trance state. It's as old as man himself. Think about a guy 10,000 years ago sitting around a campfire trying to stay warm. That's the way the brain developed. We use this natural tendency with intention to drop into that trance state. And the brain responds to the visual input as its primary source. Think about a pharmaceutical commercial. When it has an older, healthy couple, they go walking down a beautiful, serene beach, and they're happy. In the background, they have a voice saying, "Some people experience inside-out syndrome, where everything on their inside feels like it wants to be on their outside. Some people have allergic reactions and experience sudden limb detachment syndrome. If these conditions occur, please call 811 so you know where to dig, because you're gonna die." Okay. Your brain doesn't hear anything they're saying because it doesn't match the visual scene of peace and serenity that you're seeing. Your brain always defaults to light stimulation. The important thing is to take control and program into your subconscious mind what's important. I was speaking with a major influencer recently, and he understood my process when he said, "Wow, what you're doing is incredibly powerful. Aren't you concerned that somebody's going to take this process and use it nefarious reasons?" And I chuckled and I said, "No, the genie is already out of the bottle. That boat has left the dock and that ship has already sailed. Every time you watch an ad, hear a song, see a movie or television program, catch the news, or any one of a thousand different ways of consuming information, it's all designed to control your subconscious subvertly. They're doing it covertly. What we do is teach people how to consciously make the choice of what gets placed into the subconscious as an adult. If somebody isn't willing to choose what gets placed into their operating system, don't worry. The world will certainly fill in the gap. So let me ask you, who is programming your subconscious right now? Decisions collapse resistance into conviction and collapse potential into the path. The moment you decide, the path reveals itself. Live according to these principles and reality will give you feedback, the most unshakable faith to make it happen. Now, when I was young, I used to go work in Hawaii planting pineapple, and I would go to the beach in the afternoons and on the weekends. And one of the things I learned is that you can't surf the backside of a wave. You have to be out in front of the wave. That's where the action is. When you take control of your subconscious mind, you become the wave maker in your own life, in dream and in vision and in listen, and eventually you'll work with whatever shows up. Don't fight reality. Surf it. When you decide to get your subconscious mind around you and on your side, you set the wave in motion. In the game of reality, decision is how you win. I hope you appreciated this talk. I know my time is short. Thank you all.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.